All right. Welcome everyone to the PWC podcast. We are so pumped for this deep dive.
Definitely a good one.
Yeah, today's question is a little bit, it might make you kind of scratch your head. Does God hate anything?
Whoa.
And, you know, we always talk about God is love. So
right.
How do those two things go together?
Right.
So that's our mission today in this deep dive. We're going to see, does scripture actually say that God hates things?
Okay.
And if so, what are those things?
Yeah.
And how does that work with this idea that God is love?
Love.
All right, let's get into
it. Yeah, I think that very question, it's a natural reaction, right? To think about God as love, but then also this concept of hate.
Yeah.
How do those two things coexist? But I think we have to go back to the sources and see what they tell us.
Absolutely.
And there are some pretty clear statements I think we could look at.
Yeah, I'm looking at Psalm 5, verse 5, and it says, "You hate all who do wrong."
Hmm.
That's pretty clear.
Straightforward.
And then we go to Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19. And it gives us a list of things that the Lord finds detestable.
Okay.
So we've got pride, dishonesty, violence specifically, hands that shed innocent blood, hearts that devise wicked schemes,
right.
Feet that are eager to rush into evil as a false witness, and stirring up discord among brothers.
Yeah, it's a pretty significant list.
That's a lot.
And I think that's the point. It really gets at, you know, the character of God that...
Yeah.
These aren't just casual dislikes. This is deep-seated anathema to him because of his holiness and his commitment to what is right and just.
Right. It's not just like, oh, I don't like that.
It's
it's not an emotion or a feeling. This is his deep opposition to these things because they are wrong and they cause harm.
And if you look at that list from Proverbs, I mean, those are, you know, if you were to unpack each one of those things, you'd see the destruction that it causes in relationships.
In the world.
In the world, right.
Yeah.
And so God's hatred for these things is really rooted in his love for his creation.
Okay.
Think of it like this. You know, a good surgeon hates the tumor that's threatening the life of their patient.
Right.
They don't hate the patient.
Of course not.
Right. They hate what is harming the patient.
Right.
And I think that's, you know, we could use that analogy to think about God's hatred. He's not, you know, his hatred isn't arbitrary. It's rooted in his deep concern and care for his creation.
Right. It's not just random.
Right.
Yeah. So as we're thinking about these strong statements about what God hates, we have to remember it's fundamentally different than human hatred.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, a really important distinction.
Yes. And unfortunately, human hatred, you know, we've all experienced this in one way or another.
Right.
It's often rooted in these really negative emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Anger, resentment, envy, even just, you know, insecurity and fear.
Yeah. Or selfishness.
Selfishness. Absolutely. It's irrational.
Yeah.
It's often misdirected at people.
Yeah.
Instead of the actions that are harming, you know, causing problems.
Right.
And so Isaiah 55:8-9 says, "My ways," God says, "are higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts."
Yeah.
And so I think that speaks to this distinction that God's hatred is always righteous.
Yeah.
It's pure. It's aimed at injustice, at evil. And it's never, you know, it's never capricious.
Right.
It's never malicious. And it's never randomly targeted at people.
Yeah. It's not about God hating people. It's about God hating sin.
Sin.
So this brings us to kind of another head scratcher.
Okay.
How can God be so opposed to sin?
Right.
But at the same time, love us so much.
It might feel like a contradiction, right? How can God hate sin but love us who are, you know, wrapped up in sin, who are sinning? But scripture actually shows us a beautiful harmony between these two aspects of God's character.
So it's not a contradiction. It's just a...
It's a paradox.
Yeah, okay.
It's a paradox.
So John 3.16 to 17. Yeah.
One of the most famous passages in the Bible.
Absolutely.
"For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him."
Right. And that sending of Jesus, that's really the ultimate demonstration of God's love. And what strikes me about that is that he provided a way to restore us to himself, even though we were still in sin. What does that tell you about God's love?
That it's not just passive.
Right.
It's not just, you know, God just sitting back and letting us do whatever we want.
Yes.
But it's active and it's seeking to redeem us.
Yes.
And to bring us back to himself.
To make us whole.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Romans 5.8, it says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Powerful.
Yeah, we don't have to clean ourselves up first.
Exactly.
He loves us as we are.
Yes.
And that's really amazing. I think what's really profound here is that God's hatred for sin doesn't prevent him from loving the sinner. It actually highlights the depth of his love.
Yeah, he hates what's destroying us.
And he cherishes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of love and community.
Yeah.
We just want to take a quick second and encourage you, wherever you are listening to this, to consider joining our community at PWC,
yeah,
Pittsford Wesleyan Church. We would love to welcome you.
We'd love to have you. All right, so let's get a little bit deeper here.
Okay.
And try to understand this idea of God's mercy and judgment.
Okay.
Because that kind of plays into this, right?
Yeah.
And a really helpful passage, I think, is in Romans 9.
Okay.
Verses 15 through 18.
Okay, yeah. So Romans 9.15 says, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion.
Mm.
And then it goes on to talk about Pharaoh.
Yeah, so what do you take away from that?
That God's decisions about who receives mercy,
right,
and who receives judgment is not based on us.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on him.
Based on his wisdom.
And his purposes.
Yes.
Which we don't always understand.
Right. And that's okay. I think, you know, it emphasizes God's sovereignty, that he is God.
Right.
And his understanding is higher than ours.
Yeah. So even Pharaoh, who resisted God.
Yeah.
Ultimately, that situation showed God's power and glory.
Yes, it did.
Through the Exodus.
Right. And it shows that even negative situations, God can use for his good purposes.
It's his bigger plan.
His bigger plan, yeah. So this brings us to the question of, okay, so how then should we live in light of this understanding of God's holiness and his hatred for sin?
Right. So what do we do with this information?
Right. What do we do with it? And I think the key is that it shouldn't leave us feeling condemned.
Yeah.
It should inspire us to pursue holiness in our own lives.
Yeah. So what are some things that we can do practically, you know, day to day to try to align ourselves with God and his holiness?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's immersing ourselves in scripture, reading the Bible regularly.
Yeah.
Because that's where we learn about his character, his desires, his standards.
Yeah, that's our foundation.
Our foundation. Yeah. And from there, consistent prayer.
Okay, yeah.
Talking to God regularly, asking for his guidance, asking for strength to overcome temptation.
Yeah.
Inviting his wisdom into our decisions. And, you know, we talked about community earlier.
Yes.
That's so important in this. I think accountability is huge.
Yeah.
Surrounding ourselves with people who are also pursuing holiness.
You can encourage us.
Who can encourage us, but also who can, you know, gently correct us when we're getting off track.
Yeah.
And then I think another thing is guarding our thought life.
Okay. Yeah. That's a big one.
Because what we dwell on mentally.
Affects everything.
It affects everything. Yeah. Right. And so striving to keep our thoughts pure, focused on Christ.
Yeah.
That's so important.
And practically speaking, that might also mean avoiding certain situations or places where we know we're going to be tempted.
Right. Recognizing our vulnerabilities and making wise choices.
Yes.
To avoid those things.
Yeah.
And I think finally, a huge one is humility.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Regularly acknowledging our imperfections.
Yes.
Confessing our sins to God, seeking his forgiveness.
Yeah.
Because that keeps our hearts open and receptive to his grace.
Right. It's not about trying to earn God's love.
No.
We know his love is already given to us.
Freely given.
But it's responding to that love.
Yes.
And growing in holiness.
Yes.
As a result.
It's a beautiful dynamic. It's a reciprocal love.
Right.
That we're responding to his love with love.
Yeah.
And aligning our lives with his character.
Yeah. So as we come to a close, I want to encourage you, take some time this week and think about what we've talked about.
Yeah.
About God's hatred of sin, God's love for us.
Right.
And then prayerfully, you know, maybe choose one thing that you can do this week.
Yes.
To pursue holiness in your own life.
One step.
Yeah. One step.
And remember, God's desire for you is always for your good.
Yeah.
He's guiding you towards righteousness, not because he wants to condemn you,
right,
but because he loves you.
He wants the best for us.
He wants the best for you.
Yeah.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for showing us who you are
in
your word. Thank you for your holiness.
Yes.
Thank you for your justice. And thank you so much for your incredible love for us.
Amen.
We ask for your strength. We ask for your grace. Help us to walk in your ways and to show your love to the world.
Amen.
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 Well, thank you for joining us for this deep dive on the PwC podcast.
Absolutely.
We would love to have you visit us sometime at pwc.pittsfordwesleyanchurch.
Come join us.
Join us this Sunday. Sunday school starts at 10 a.m. Worship is at 11 a.m.
See you there.
Thanks for listening to the PwC podcast. Join us this Sunday.